So here we are. Welcome back to the Two Reds Are Better Than One podcast. We are recording this just so that we can contextualize it because, you know, things happen so fast in the world at the moment. I think it's a really good idea that we just say that we're recording this on Thursday, the 14th of July, because if you were to listen to this in a week from now, goodness only knows what kind of world we'd be living in. The international, national dental landscape moving so fast at the moment. Who would have ever thought? And so it's great to be back. We have got a guest for you today. I am proper excited because I know what you're going to hear, and it's going to be absolutely smashing. But this is actually a first date for our guest and Ashley. So I'm going to do some proper introductions in a minute. But in the meantime, Ashley Latter, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, matey?
I'm fine. I've not seen you for a while. And I think that's for no other reason that you've been tearing all over the country delivering your stuff. You seem to be as busy as you've ever been in your career, Ash.
Yeah, it's all good. Thank you. Yeah, a lot of travel. And but it was interesting. I had in between all the travel and everything, I had a little boyish trip to the Lake District, and we did three mammoth walks with my mates from nearly 40 years, actually. Yeah. And I'm thinking, really proud of myself, of all these big walks I've been doing, and all these, we did like 9 Wainwrights over 3 days. And then I look at your pictures and you're just climbing Mont Blanc. And I just felt like, oh my God, I'm not, you know. So tell us about your trip. How was it?
Well, let me very, very quickly. A lot of people that follow me on social media have heard all this, so I'm going to keep it very, very brief. But I think it's important to establish that the one thing that I did not do was to climb Mont Blanc,
area.
We went there with the intention of climbing it, and unfortunately, and very, very tragically, somebody actually lost their life on the mountain the day that we arrived, and it was a fellow trekker who actually was sadly killed on the very, very same route that we were intending to be following just a few days later. And everybody, all of the official guides and so on, came to the conclusion that the mountain is just too dangerous to climb at the moment. Mm. And it's a very sobering thought, which is that climate change has created a situation in the Alps at the moment where it's significantly warmer than would normally be the case for this time of year. In fact, that's happening globally. And you may or may not have seen, Ash, but there was a glacier on a mountain in the Italian Alps that collapsed just a few days ago and took the lives of 6 people. And you may have seen also on social media, there was that famous guy up in Tajikistan or wherever he was that filmed the avalanche on his own mobile phone and posted it onto social media a few days ago. Broadly speaking, what it all adds to is that the tops of a lot of mountains are a lot warmer than they should be. And what that means is that, first of all, ice is dropping off the top, and secondly, rocks are coming down as well. Rocks that are being dislodged because the ice that they've been stuck in has melted. Mm. So we didn't make it, but that's the bad news. The good news is courtesy of a company called Mont Blanc Guides, who I'm going to give a 5-star Google review for. They diverted us down into Italy. And I did have the extraordinary adventure of climbing the highest mountain in Italy, which is it's called Gran Paradiso. It's just over 4,000 meters. It's the scariest thing I've ever done in my life. It's the most dangerous thing I've ever done in my life. And I can happily say to you that I think it's highly unlikely that I'm going to be repeating the exercise. In fact,